It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How are you doing?
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about a couple of subjects to do with the martial arts. And the first one is, how organic should you allow your martial art to be? The second subject will be on self-defense. So, how organic should you allow your martial art to be? Well, simply put, as organic as it needs to be to stay alive, to move on, and to be effective. Because if a martial art stays stagnant, it will die. I mean, it may be carried on by one or two people, but, you know, if you want your martial art to be organic and grow, it needs to be able to breathe. And so do the people who actually practice it. You need to be able to add and take away from what's there, because not all body types can do everything encased within a martial art. So you can tell by looking at the original how it was evergreen and would chop and change whenever it needed to be. Look at the great masters of the Western martial arts as well as the Asian martial arts. You only have to look at the oldest martial arts, say from a country like Japan or Europe, and see how they adapt, because they're living traditions, obviously, which doesn't make them that much different than the Hema people who pick up books and wave swords around in the air. But if you want a truly organic and living martial art, you've got to allow for changes. And you've also got to read between the lines when you look at these old manuals, because some of the stuff in the old manuals can turn out to be complete BS, as well as it can be very, very profound as well. But you've really got to look and, like I said, read between the lines so you can get the most out of what you're doing. So what I'm saying is, allow your martial art to live. Add stuff to it, take stuff away from it, make it your own, because that's what the masters did. That is exactly what they did. They used exactly what worked for them, and they got rid of stuff that didn't work for them. And people have got to allow themselves to adapt to this position of thinking, because if you don't, you're just parrot-fashioned copying stuff from a book, or parrot-fashioned copying stuff from your teacher without any explanations of why you're doing it. That is not how to learn a martial art. So think about what I've said. Think about your martial art. Look at it in detail, well, as much as you know. Look at the weapons. Look at everything about it and see what actually works for you in the system. If there is some stuff that doesn't work for you, get rid of it. You don't need it. You don't need to learn it, because it doesn't work for you, which means if it doesn't work for you, you can't teach it properly because you don't know how to do it properly. And that means no second-class teaching takes place. Next subject, self-defense, or self-protection, as some people like to call it. Now, let's talk about self-defense within your home. Not always as easy as you think it would be. The first thing to do is to make sure you have proper, decent locks on your doors, whether that be front door, back door, side doors, any of those doors, and make sure the door itself is up to scratch. Secondly, make sure you look at all your window locks. Make sure they are good window locks. Check your window frames, the glass in it. Just make sure that everything is safe and secure from your doors and windows. If you have pets and you have one of those little doors that helps them come in and out in your door, make sure at night it's locked. And before you go out, whether it be day or night, look out of your window. Make sure that the coast is clear, or that there are lots of people about, you know, so that you don't get caught unawares. When you go out, make sure you're armed. And I don't mean with knives or guns or anything. Make sure you're armed with legitimate, legal self-defense weapons. You can get bouncer spray. You have your keys. there are lots of things you can do to protect yourself with legal weapons. Just Google them, and for the UK, and you'll find an enormous amount of stuff. Things like monkey fists, all good stuff. And lastly, make sure you go and get trained in self-defense. You know, go to the courses or go to a martial arts teacher, whether that be kung fu, karate, Western martial arts, wrestlers, boxers, and say you need to learn how to protect yourself using your body. And they will usually tailor it to the actual individual so that you can train and get the most benefit from it, because the system that you're being taught, the self-defense system you're being taught, it was purely made for you. It's not just a random martial arts course or self-defense course where they have 20 people in and they're all doing the same thing, blah, blah, blah. You will have a tailored system. It may cost a bit more, but it will be worth it. So look out for that and inquire. As well as unarmed, you want to make sure that there are some, or there is some weapons work within that self-defense system, whether it be for a stick or a short stick, any kind of thing, walking cane. And you need to take that on board as well, that weapons are a powerful, well, I won't say weapons, I say a walking stick or a short stick or anything really that can cause injury. And I mean that injury to an opponent who is trying, now remember this, trying to mug you, rape you, kill you, whatever, because their attack has come out of nowhere. And just because they say, give me your money, give me your money, doesn't mean they're not going to stab you afterwards so that you can't go to the police and describe them. So remember, for self-defense, and everything that I'm teaching is self-defense, or talking about is self-defense. Make sure your home is secure. Door locks, doors, windows, window locks. Make sure they're all secure, up to date, and you really know how to use them. It's not rocket science, but you've got to remember to use them. Make sure they're secure at night and during the day if you're not having your window open. Make sure that your doors are fire doors, heavy doors, you know, so that you can lock them from inside when you're inside the house. A really, really good way to keep people away from you. And your personal self-defense is to go and take a course, and that you can practice at home when you're on your own as well. Make sure that you equip yourself with the right equipment to keep yourself safe. Make sure that you take on the mental state of mind, or the state of mind that allows you to fight back rather than just lay down on the floor and say, take what you want, do what you want, because they will do that. So you need to be able to have strength of mind as well as strength of body in the personal self-defense techniques that you will never have to use, hopefully. So thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. If you like this, please tune in next time.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.